The Guardian.
How exactly will this work?
As an artist, you can go onto the bandstocks.com website and submit a project. Because we don't want to use the web as a way of filling it up with completely unlistenable music, there is a filter process, so we will listen to the demos that are submitted, and if we think that they're viable, we'll put them on the website. The first phase is a voting phase, so democracy at that point takes over, and if enough people like the music, then it moves into what we call the investment stage, where we launch a formal offer. It's approved by all of the relevant authorities, and it's a proper opportunity to invest in what we call band stocks, which is a form of loan stock. So if, for example, we're trying to raise a fund of £100,000 to record and market an album, we would sell 10,000 £10 band stocks. We make that offer, and then it's over to the fans and the band's rich uncles to make their investment. We raise the fund. The artist records the music. We're there to help. We provide a sort of infrastructure. And then the record is eventually made and distributed. We have a distribution deal with the leading independent distributor that's responsible for most of the very best independent music, such as White Stripes and Arctic Monkeys, Oasis even. And it's a kind of form of assisted DIY. We'll do everything that to, you know, enable an artist to achieve as much success as they can possibly achieve.
Increasingly, the music industry is trying to find new ways to make money. They don't seem to have as much money to invest. So is this a way of, if you like, allowing bands who are trying to make it big or trying to get some kind of support to start on the first rung?
It's partly that. The music industry has become sort of an increasingly frustrating place for artists because the commercial necessities that drive it mean currently that to be really properly viable for a major record company, you probably have to sell about 250,000 albums, which is a hell of a lot of albums, especially on the first time round. So we are there to fulfill a need to allow artists to engage directly with fans and to do some of the development that there really hasn't been happening and currently can't happen with the economics of the music business as they are.
Fan-funded albums are not exactly a new idea. Is there a twist to yours that makes it very different from the ideas that have been tried in the past?
Yeah, it was a new idea when I thought of it about 4 years ago, and then unfortunately it took me rather longer than anticipated to get all the details right. I think when I thought of it, and I couldn't understand why nobody had done it before, the only thing I did come across was Marillion doing pre-selling their album, which was not an investment, but it was a way of pre-buying the album. Since then, I'm aware of two other websites that have launched, and what we've really tried very hard to do is to work within the music business and to provide a model that actually works for artists that have a choice and can get deals. And I think that's really what differentiates our model from the other couple that are out there that I am aware of.
Now, you've launched two artists, Friars and Jersey Bud. How are they doing so far?
Well, it's early days, but there is a program of, you know, in the way that a normal record company would set about releasing singles and then an album. We have schedules lined up for both of those artists. Both of them will be having singles out in the autumn. Both of them will be having albums out in January, possibly early February. And the buzz on both artists is phenomenal. I think that they're both going to be on everyone's list of bands to watch in 2009.
Sorry to interrupt you, but what's in it for you, Andrew? Are you going to be able to make a buck or two out of this, do you think?
There's no fast bucks in this for anybody. I'm actually so, you know, keen on the idea and actually having it work for as many artists as possible that's my primary objective. And if it works and it runs, then, yeah, I'm sure, you know, we'll make some money eventually, but I really don't think that our margins are going to be big enough for us to be making any fast bucks quickly.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.